It's a huge day for the Northwest in general, and I suppose in particular for the jail building and complex. It's a very, very significant building insofar as it's the only surviving jail of its type in Ireland. And the news that this massive award of a grant will be huge. It'll allow the building to be preserved, conserved, and it has the potential to be a game changer for tourism in the region.
I understand too that it also may have the potential to be beneficial to the local community as well.
Absolutely, as I said, it should generate significant employment, and it should be a catalyst for ongoing improvements in the area. It's a really, really significant for the whole region, for that area of town, for County Sligo, and indeed for the whole Northwest. I can't remember hearing such a significant announcement of that investment at that scale before.
And it's a testament to yourselves at Friends of Sligo Jail, but also to Sligo County Council in terms of making that funding application.
Absolutely. I mean, the Friends of Sligo Jail started out about 10 years ago. I remember a conversation in our house. My wife's an archaeologist, and she'd previously worked in Cork City Jail. She's from Cork. And there was a conversation about what's the story with the old jail in Sligo. And we set up a community group on the back of that. We had meetings here in our kitchen. As I said, that was over 10 years ago. We went on to the basic aim was to create public awareness that the building existed and the potential that it had. We went on research trips down to Camden Fort and Cork City Jail at the very beginning to try and get a feel for what other people had done. We had, as part of our drive for awareness, we had big fundraisers, Jail and Bail. We had movie night for Heritage Week. We ran a huge conference for the mark in the bicentenary of the jail, which was the first conference of its type in Ireland that looked at prisons and penal institutions. We also had launched a book, a children's book called My Tale Untold, that was given, copies of it all were given to every school in County Sligo to try and promote awareness among a new generation of the jail. And we also had it's reasonably well known that Michael Collins is a link and done served time in Sligo Jail. We had a conference on his link with the jail, which culminated in the unveiling of a portrait of Collins that I think is hanging in City Hall at the moment. So I suppose we worked with the council hand in glove because, they were always, we had a very progressive heritage officer, Sean Ryan, that was always very keen, it was a personal interest of hers. But we did go and we made presentations to the joint meetings of the executive and elected members, and we hammered home to them that while they were owners of this building, they were very much only the custodians of it for future generations. And I suppose our work culminated in we got funding, significant funding for a leader grant to produce a feasibility study that would look into the future of Sligo Jail. And that was done by one of the main tourism consultants in Ireland, CHL. They'd done work on everything from the tenant museums in Dublin to Spike Island and the Titanic Centre. Their conclusion was that it was a huge asset for the county and a very, very significant building and had the potential to have more footfall than Wicklow Jail, which was quite a surprise to us. And all credit to Sligo County Council. We've worked with successive executives in there, but I know the current CEO, Martin Layden, and Michael Carty have worked tirelessly to apply for this grant. And I don't know if anyone, your listeners, have here applying for a grant. It's not as simple as popping out for a litre of milk. It's a huge undertaking, and it was many, many hours done on getting, when you're going for a grant of this magnitude, it's a massive undertaking. So, we would very much congratulate the council on the work that they've done, and achieving this award is very, very significant. But it's also, it's a huge day for the people of Sligo. This jail is a key part of their heritage. It's a key part of the built heritage in Sligo, and it has 200 years of fascinating history that reflects everything that happened in Ireland. The jail was a microcosm for it, from cholera outbreaks to the famine to the Civil War and War of Independence. It is a fascinating story to tell, and we're just amazed at this news today that it's going to be conserved and preserved for future generations, and also has the potential to be, as I said, a game changer for tourism in the region.